Okay, we're back with part two of our new podcast. Let's talk mental health. I'm with Joe Rice, Medical Director at Peninsula Behavioral Health. Joe, you've named today's topic mental health. You'll know it when you feel it. Why'd you give it this name?
I guess I thought it would set the stage for our conversation about what exactly is mental health and what is mental illness for that matter.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, let's start with the fact that most people generally believe that mental health disorders are rare or that they are more likely to happen to someone else. I think most people believe that they and their family members are somehow less prone to mental health problems than others. But the fact is that in any given year, 54 million Americans will suffer from some form of mental disorder.
So mental illness affects everyone? Is that what you're saying?
No, it doesn't directly affect everyone, but it can affect anyone. And I think that's an important point. Mental illness is an equal opportunity offender. It affects across race, gender, ethnicity, and it really doesn't care how much money you make. With 1 in 17 people in our community living with a serious mental illness like significant depression, bipolar disorder, or schizophrenia, directly or indirectly, we're all affected. I mean, think about it this way. This person who's directly experiencing a mental illness also affects their family, friends, coworkers, and thus our community.
All right, before we go into mental illness any further, talk to us about mental health.
That's a great idea. I think of mental health as the sum of our emotional, psychological, and social well-being. It's all about how we think and feel and behave. Mental health helps us determine how we handle stress, relate to others, and make good choices. When our mental health is strong, we know it. We feel better, our anxiety is low, our moods are stable, and we make better decisions. This is what I mean when I say you'll know it when you feel it.
So what are some of the signs that perhaps someone's having trouble with their mental health?
Many people that are having trouble may not recognize the warning signs that may be signaling a mental health concern. These warning signs may include eating or sleeping too much or too little, pulling away from people and usual activities, having low or no energy, maybe feeling numb or like nothing matters, having unexplained aches and pains, yelling or fighting with family and friends. Obviously, there are other signs that most people do recognize as being unhealthy, things like experiencing severe mood swings that cause problems in your relationships, feeling helpless or hopeless, hearing voices or seeing things that others don't hear or see, or thinking of harming yourself or others. You know, individually or in combination, experiencing these symptoms may indicate that someone should start focusing on their well-being and mental health.
So what are some of the things that people can do to get back on track if they feel some of these warning signs coming?
Let's talk first about how to deal with some of those first warning signs, the less severe ones. You know, there are a number of things that we can do to help support our mental health. Some of them sound a bit silly, and some even may sound overwhelming. But really, it doesn't take much to change negative momentum and to see positive results. Things like reconnecting with others can be very helpful. Social isolation and loneliness have been shown to have a wide range of negative physical and mental health consequences. And in fact, acute loneliness is seen as every bit as stressful as being physically attacked. Human beings are wired to be in groups, and when we aren't for too long, we feel alienated and insecure. Another good tool is going for a walk out in nature. There's a lot of research pointing to the positive benefits of simply being out in the fresh air and experiencing the connectedness of the natural world. Researchers at Stanford University published a wonderful article in 2015 about nature's impact on emotion and mood. Time in nature was found to have a positive effect not only on mood, but also on aspects of cognitive function, including working memory, as well as dampening effects of anxiety. They found that people who live in cities and have little exposure to natural green spaces have a 20% higher risk of anxiety and a 40% higher risk of depression. And we're so fortunate here on the peninsula to be surrounded by nature and plenty of opportunities to get a healthy dose of the natural world.
Isn't that the truth? So what else?
Focusing on positive aspects of life also helps our mental health. Turning off the 24-hour news channel and spending some time on more pleasurable experiences. Journaling positive daily experiences and reflecting on them helps us to stay focused on the good things that happen in our lives. And of course, eating right and exercising and getting enough sleep are all important self-care practices. Of course, this is only a small list of things that we can do ourselves to maintain or improve our mental health, and I'll post many more on the KONP website for our listeners to access.
You know, I was thinking while you were talking that maybe our listeners could connect with us here at KONP and share some of their most helpful mental health tips. We could read those off in a future episode. What do you think?
I think that'd be amazing.
I feel like this is a good place to stop today. You've given us some warning signs about mental health, some self-care ideas to think about, and you've agreed to post more on our KONP website. So maybe next time we can discuss how to manage some of those more severe symptoms, like major depression or mood swing.
Yeah, I think it's important that we talk about these as well. Let's plan on recapping today's podcast the next time we meet, and then going over treatment options for some of those topics we just mentioned. Maybe we'll have some listeners' self-care advice as well to open up with.
Okay, that sounds great. Thanks, Joe.
Thank you.